The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour here at Bonefish Grill in Town Square in Las Vegas, Nevada, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program. Bring you important information about good wines and great food each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from France, from Baja California, from Chile, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house invited special guests are here and very hungry and thirsty, and we're pouring some wine as we speak. They can't wait to get started. And my guest tonight, you're going to love him, the managing partner here at Bonefish Grill, Marcus Powers. If you're just starting to discover wine, or if you work in the wine industry, Wines du Jour can give you information that you can use so that you can enjoy at least a glass or two of wine each and every day, especially with your dinner meal. We've been offering great information about food, wine, and food and wine pairing each Thursday for a lot of years, and we continue to make Wines du Jour a special offering. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. And if you need to know what we do not have, is that we do not have snobbery or intimidation in the room during the program. Wine is the most healthful and most hygienic of all beverages. I suppose you already knew that. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcast and free on iTunes as well. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. And it doesn't matter if the glass is half empty or half full. There clearly is more room for more wine. Makes sense to me. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk to you a little bit about the restaurant that we're in at the current this evening's program, and that's Bonefish Grill here in Town Square. You know, Bonefish Grill is a chain. We'll talk about the specifics when we get with Marcus a little bit later in the program. But I wanted to mention that the first Bonefish Grill opened in St. Petersburg, Florida, in the year 2000. And there was two buddies that loved to fish and loved to cook and eat fish in particular. They're the ones that started it. That's where the name Bonefish came, and it's been working out really well. I love their logo. It's very nice. And I have to tell you that even though we haven't talked with Marcus Powers yet, that he's not only very knowledgeable, but you're going to like what he has to say. He knows all about the chef. He knows about the menu. He knows about the wine list. He knows about all those sort of things, and I'm going to question him a little bit so that it'll work out, I hope, very well for everybody. They do things a little different here at Bonefish Grill, and that I don't mean in a negative way. I mean in a positive way. And Bonefish Grill was founded on to make everything that as a guest perfect for you as a guest, because they believe that a great meal is more than just food on a plate. That in itself is pretty dramatic if you think about it. It's the entire experience from start to finish, from the seasonal fresh fish to the handcrafted cocktails to the personalized memorable service, and that's what they call the Bonefish way. Not too bad. And I happen to tell you, this is one of my favorite restaurants in Las Vegas, and we have quite a few. In case you aren't familiar with Las Vegas, we're probably one of the most visited locations in America. I'll tell you a little bit more about the specifics because I've got some frequently asked questions, and I have the answers for them about Las Vegas because, hey, this is a great city, not only to visit, but also to live in. When I moved here, there were 440,000 people living here, and right now we're at 2.5 million. That is a major change, but then I've been here for a long time, too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour at Bonefish Grill in Town Square.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
You know, they say in life, we should savor and slow down and enjoy things. That's what our hosts, Steve Andrews and Sally James, do on Slow Living Radio. They do everything slowly, and they do it for you Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m., Tuesdays at 11 p.m., and Monday nights at 7 p.m. It's Slow Living Radio, the best in food, the best in entertainment, the best in drinks, including great wine. All with Sally James and Steve Andrews. Slow Living Radio on CRN.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Bonefish Grill in Town Square, and I have to tell you, they'll be pouring some wine for us as we speak. Speaking of wine, I just want to mention the wines this evening, and then I want to get back into the things I promised before we went to the break, which are some frequently asked questions about Las Vegas. I've got it written down here, and I'm going to give you all the information that I can with the time that we have allotted for it. First of all, the winery that we're using tonight happens to come to us from Santa Rosa, California. That's just about above Santa Barbara, I guess is the easiest way to put it. It's in what we refer to affectionately as the Central Coast. But Santa Barbara is a pretty popular area. There's about 108 wineries within a 50-mile radius of Santa Rosa. And this particular one, Murphy Good, is the name of it, and it's spelled M-U-R-P-H-E-Y, Murphy Good, G-O-O-D-E. You can find the wines in any retail store all across America, and I suggest if you haven't already discovered it, that you do. And tonight, we're having three of their varietals, the first one being the Sauvignon Blanc. And I want to tell you a little bit about Sauvignon Blanc and some of the things that it's associated with, like, have you ever heard of wine called Sancerre? Do you know what it is? Yep. It's Sauvignon Blanc. It's just the grapes are grown in a particular region in the Loire Valley in France. It's known, and they named it Sancerre there. But it's not anywhere else in the whole world. But it's still the Sauvignon Blanc varietal. Cool? Kind of different. Anyway. So let me tell you a couple things about wine number two is what they call red blend. Now, that sounds a little bit like, uh-oh, you know, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about several varietals, that have been blended together to make this red. And I'll tell you about that and a little bit about the winemaker a little bit later. And then the third wine, last but certainly not least, one of our favorite varietals, and that is Cabernet Sauvignon. And let me just make a statement that will probably surprise you, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Cabernet Sauvignon is best with food and not drinking by itself. Now, most people think, geez, I'm going to have a glass of cab. And they sit down and have a glass of cab. Okay, that's fine. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But actually, that same wine paired with food would taste better than by itself. Does that make sense? And it's because of the acidity and the tannins and so on. We'll talk about that when we get to wine number three. Let me mention a couple things, frequent things that people ask about Las Vegas. How many visitors come to Las Vegas? 44 million people. 44 million people. Man, could you just like everybody to give you a dollar? You know what I'm saying? That wouldn't be too bad. How many conventions, the delegates in Las Vegas? 7+ million guests for conventions. And how many conventions are given here in Las Vegas a year? You're going to be amazed at this number, I think. You know, it's 365 days in a year, right? You know how many conventions we have in 1 year here? 21,864. Now, what that means is the convention center is not the only place where they have conventions. And we have a number of big high-end hotels, and they all have little convention centers. So all of those are considered to be conventions. There is no rule that says you have to have 50 or more people to call it a convention. And I'm sure 50 is not something that they use, but about a few hundred. Up to 40, 50,000 people come to some conventions here during the year. So that's pretty interesting. What is the hotel occupancy in Las Vegas year-round? Here's another shocker. 90.8%, almost 91%. Let me just give you a comparison here. How many, what is the average hotel occupancy around the world? Now I've lost it. Oh, it's 65.5. So 90.8 versus 60.5. Where would you like to have a motel or a hotel? I think it must be Las Vegas, wouldn't you think? Another thing about how many motel rooms, that would be motels and hotels all added together just in Las Vegas alone, are 150,000 rooms. Man, that's a lot of laundry, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, and one more I want to mention. Visitors from the international, you know, the Germans and the French and the Italians and so on coming to town, what percentage come to town compared to Americans? And it's 21%. 21%. Not too shabby. And in case you didn't know it, Las Vegas has been named the most fun city in the United States. And this is the third year that they've been. It's the third year that they've been voted that. So they're number fifth for festivals. That's per capita now. That's how they do that. It's based on the population. First in restaurants per capita. And boy, let me tell you, I happen to know that there are over 4,300 restaurant licenses in Clark County. That's where Las Vegas sits, is in Clark County. 4,300 restaurants. Now, let me define that by letting you know, just to make you feel a little better, the 7-Elevens, the stop-and-goes, the hit-and-runs, all of those places that sell, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, those are considered a restaurant according to the license. That's part of that number. So it's not quite as bad as it sounds. There's just an awful lot. You will never go hungry in Las Vegas. I can't imagine that happening. And we're 40th. That's one out of the top 40. We're 40th in the average beer price in America. So we're not gouging people. A lot of people think, oh, I don't want to go there. They charge too much. That's really not true. Of course, now this weekend coming up, I understand there's a motel in town. Their rooms, if they have, and they only have a couple left, are $600 a night. Now, I don't know what it is next week, but between now and New Year's or second day of January, $600 a night. Wow. Makes you want to have a glass of wine, doesn't it? It sounds like a good plan to me. I don't know about you.
Airbnb.
Okay. The airport in Las Vegas, McCarran International Airport, it's the third busiest airport in America. That's not so bad. And it's a good place to go. You know, you can get to town and to your room, or you can rent a car, or you can rent a motel room, anything right there at the airport without leaving it. And the last two or three years, they've really improved the baggage section of the airport, and now it's not quite as big a hassle as it is most places when you go. You know, when you travel from Las Vegas and go to other places, I'm just going to say Dallas or Houston or Chicago or whatever, it's kind of a hassle sometimes to get from one place to another. And when you come back to Las Vegas, it's actually pretty easy. We've got several terminals. We call them A, B, and C, or 1, 2, and 3, but they're all easy to get to, and they've got transportation back and forth about like every 10 minutes. So you're not going to miss your plane, and you don't have to worry about walking 900 miles, which you have to do in a lot of airports, such as Chicago.
Yeah.
Ooh, 3, 4, 5 blocks. One to the other. Anyway, that's enough of that sort of thing. We're going to have to go to a break here pretty quick. No? We got a few more minutes. Okay, let me mention a couple other things. Here's something I think is kind of funny for Las Vegas. Dance clubs. Boy, what a nice word for that. A dance club. We're first in dance club per capita. A lot of people are interested in the fitness centers. We're 11th in America for fitness centers. So you can come here and get in shape or have a drink or go to a show. You know, one of the good thing I like about Las Vegas is that we are and have been from just about day one considered to be the entertainment capital of the world. Okay, that sounds wonderful, and everybody recognizes that. But we also have to have some good food and good wine. And we're now number one in quality food in America, according, and it's not my idea. This is where the professionals that do that. It was New York for many, many, many years. And then this went to San Francisco, I think, for a weekend. And then back to New York. And now it's Las Vegas. And that is a pretty cool thing. So, or at least I think it is. So number three for airports, most fun city in America. The average daily auto traffic is on I-15, which is the main route that goes from north to south right through Las Vegas from Southern California all the way up to, I think, Salt Lake City. I'm not sure. It might go even further than that. Is 44,419 cars per day. may want to open a gas station. 44,419. And how many motel rooms are there in Las Vegas? 149,213. Jesus, that's a lot of places. Like I said earlier, that's a lot of laundry. You know what I mean? And the percentage of visitors from Southern California to Las Vegas is 25%. That's not as much as you would think. Or maybe it's more. I don't know. And how many international visitors do we have? 16% come from other foreign countries as opposed to here in America. And most people that come to Las Vegas do drive, I have to say that. So that's kind of interesting. Las Vegas has inspired plenty of myths and legends and lores, and there's a few surprising actual facts. Let me just mention, we all know who Paul Anka is. He's an entertainer that's been here since I moved here. He comes here quite a bit. He was first played Las Vegas when he was too young to be allowed to go into the casino. So he had to walk around the hotel and go in the back door in order to get in to perform. I thought that was pretty cool. Bugsy Siegel, everybody knows who that is. He named his first casino. We all know it's called the Flamingo Hotel, right across the street from Caesar's Palace. And he named it the Flamingo in for his showgirl girlfriend who had very long legs. Okay. Who needed to know that? I don't know. Yeah. In Nevada, it's mandatory that video slot machines pay a minimum of 75% back. So some people think, Jesus, nobody ever wins with slot machines. That's not true. The law says it has to be a minimum of 75% paid back to the player. So that's not a bad thing.
I wonder how they check that.
And Vegas Vic is an enormous neon cowboy in the tower downtown. It's considered to be the world's largest mechanical neon sign in the world. Pretty cool. And one more. Howard Hughes. We all know him. He stayed at the Desert Inn for so long as a guest, had a room, you know, at the Desert Inn for so long, they asked him to leave. So what did he do? He bought the place and fired the manager. What can I tell you? Pretty cool stuff. Okay. Let me do this before we go to the break, just because I think it's time for you to meet the managing partner here at Bonefish Grill in Town Square, and that's Marcus Powers. Marcus, thank you very much for taking time to come over and spend some time and tell us a little bit about your wonderful restaurant.
Well, thank you for having us. I appreciate it. And a small little fact, this is our fifth year doing this together, so we have a little anniversary together. So
that's great.
I'm glad we have a great partnership.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, too. Tell us a little bit about your restaurant, the general concept. We know Bonefish tells you that they're going to have a lot of fish and seafood just naturally on the menu, but you're not limited to that, are you?
No, not at all. We got a very, very balanced menu, and our niche is polished casual. We want to have a very, very polished atmosphere, great service, and when you get the bill at the end, you can say, oh, this was a casual dining experience. So that's where we fit in.
Well, you know, when you walk into the front door here, in fact, there's plenty of parking here, so don't be concerned about coming over in a car. You can certainly find a parking spot, number one or number two. It doesn't cost you to park, which is a new thing in Las Vegas that we've recently experienced. But the fact is, the restaurant, when you walk in it, you think, uh-oh, I hope I brought all my credit cards. You know. But the thing is, as Marcus says, you don't have to really worry about that. The bill at the end is not going to knock you down in any way, shape, or form. But the food is going to be excellent. The service is going to be very, very good. The chef in the kitchen, which I want to talk to Marcus a little bit about after we go to a break. We've got ready to go to a break. But when we come back, we'll talk about the chef and some of the training that they do for the service. It's beautiful. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. Boy, we're having a great time here. We're tasting this beautiful Murphy Good Sauvignon Blanc, or some wineries call it Fumé Blanc. So you might look on the label of a wine, and it might say Sauvignon Blanc, and then underneath, in smaller print, it might say Fumé Blanc, or it may be the other way around. It may say Fumé Blanc, and below it a little bit in smaller print, it'll say Sauvignon Blanc, because it's one and the same thing. kind of interesting. I'd tell you the story, but we don't have enough time for that, of how that happened with Fumé Blanc versus Sauvignon Blanc, but it's the very same thing. Before we went to break, we're talking with Marcus Power, who is the managing partner here at the restaurant. And I have to tell you, when he walks in the kitchen, everybody bows. Between him and the chef, I don't know what it is. How did you get him to do that?
Well, it's also what do they do when I walk away? That's the real question.
That's a good thing.
It's because I work hard for my employees, and every position in my restaurant means just as much as mine, and I can't do anything without them, and they know that. So,
well, you know, this is one guy, and I'm not saying it because he's sitting next to me, but he might be bussing a table. He might be mopping up somebody's spilled a little water or wine on the floor, you know, not the carpet, but on the floor. He may be back there helping somebody get a salad put together because they're really busy. Or he may just greet you when you walk through the front door. That's the kind of a manager everybody that owns a restaurant would love to have. How long have you been here?
Oh, I've been here since day one, but I've been the managing partner for about 3.5 years.
Okay. So, yeah. And where did you start? What position?
Well, it's funny. I started at, there was a location out here in Henderson back in 2006. It opened up.
Uh-huh.
And I was a grill cook there. And I went into management, and I stayed with the company. And fortunate for us that love Bonefish Grill out here, they were able to come back in 2013 and became the managing partner in 2015.
That's great. Well, you know, it's really nice to know when you go into a place that you don't have to worry about, things aren't as clean as they should be, or the food server just kind of doesn't pay much attention to you when you're asking for questions. Which brings me to something else that I'd like to mention that we don't normally talk about on Wines du Jour, and that is things that you should not do as a customer. How about that? You never thought of it that way, huh?
Yeah.
What should you not do? You should not grab your food server's arm. I'm not talking about anywhere else. I'm just saying, you know, you don't touch them. You know, that's not what you should do. That's not a good thing. I know it sounds like, what the hell's the deal? No, it really does make a difference. Okay, I don't want to go into all that. That's too much. But your food servers have training. Do you train them here, or do they have to go somewhere else to get trained when they come to work here?
Well, I'm actually one of the national training stores, so I train managers and servers here. And being that we live in Las Vegas, I don't do too much training because I get a lot of transfers. Matter of fact, this man, Chris, that is doing the service tonight, he was a transfer. And he's very shortly, he'll be going into the management program himself. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Well, he's a very sharp guy. We've been talking before the show and so on, and he really knows what he's doing. And nothing seems to bother him, which is the key.
Yes.
If you get shook up with the least thing, you could be in trouble if something really does happen.
Well, I always tell people we're not performing brain surgery, and we're here to throw a party. So it's very easy to do when we make sure everybody's having a good time.
There you go. Well, the food is always not only clean, but it's always hot. It's presented well. And one of the things that most good restaurants, not just Bonefish, but most good restaurants have is somebody they call an expediter. And an expediter, in many cases, is a manager of the kitchen. And that person makes sure that every dish that goes from the kitchen to the table looks the way it's supposed to. You know, when people like Marcus and his staff put an item together on the menu, they want it to look a certain way when it goes to the table. And the particular plate that it's going to sit on, where it's going to sit, if there's a garnish, what kind of garnish, and how it's going to be, all the things that we kind of take for granted as a customer, they bring it and sit it in front of you, you know, which reminds me. There's something that I have pet peeves about the restaurant business, I guess because I've been in it for so doggone long. But one of the things that is a pet peeve of mine is that when food servers don't know where or how to put things in front of a customer. The food needs to come to you from your left and leave you from the right. It's kind of like clockwise, you know? So it comes into you from the left and it leaves your seat on the right. And two other things, water. Where does the water go? One of my pet peeves is a food server will come up with a pitcher in their hand. They pick up the water wherever it's sitting, put it down, and set it over maybe on the end of the table. It doesn't go at the end of the table. It goes at what would be 12 o'clock if you have a plate in front of you. 12 o'clock is the water. The first thing next to that would be champagne if you have that. Next to that would be the white wine. Next to that would be the red wine. Next to that would be the dessert wine. See? Nothing to it. Once you know. Am I right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay. So, we got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about Murphy Good Wine and the great food that the chef has put together for us to pair with it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. Molly's Game is now in theaters. It's the true story of Molly Bloom, an Olympic-class skier who ran the world's most exclusive high-stakes poker game. It's written and directed by Aaron Sorkin, who talks about getting involved.
A friend of mine sent me the book. It's a great read, and I was really most impressed with how good a writer she was. So I was looking forward to meeting her for that reason. And it was meeting her, the story that she wrote in the book, it turned out, wasn't the whole story.
Molly's Game in theaters this week. For more reviews, head to mungleshow.com.
Hey, Lorraine, do you realize that your mother, my mother-in-law, Chef Maria, has been serving Las Vegas since 1949?
Yes, I do, Dennis. That's when she first met Howard Hughes, who fell in love with her cooking.
And in 1955, she opened her first restaurant on Fremont Street.
Yes, dear. And another great customer was Liberace.
Wow. Then in 1962, while Frank Sinatra and the Rat Pack were causing global excitement on the Las Vegas Strip, your family opened their second restaurant.
And in 1972, Elvis Presley began electrifying Las Vegas audiences and eating in our restaurant.
You know, Lorraine, this is quite a town. There's only one Las Vegas.
And there's only one Bootlegger Italian Bistro.
Folks, when you're in Las Vegas, come visit us. We'll make you feel like you're part of our family.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, conveniently located at 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard, South Strip. Visit our website at www.bootleggerlasvegas.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-309-2677. 800-309-2677. Call now. 800-309-2677. That's 800-309-2677.
Welcome back to Wines Azure. We're having a good time here at Bonefish Grill, and I have to tell you, I mentioned the Sauvignon Blanc and a couple things about it, but I'm going to talk a little more about it now that we've got some time. But the pairing of food and wine is so important, because my slogan here on Wines du Jour is wine is food. And boy, I have to tell you, there's nothing wrong with that, and it's an absolute fact. So what do you think? If somebody says, we're going to have some shrimp with our Sauvignon Blanc, the average person, I think, would take a little bit of butter, a little bit of oil maybe, and put it in the skillet, melt the butter, throw the shrimp in after they've peeled it, and maybe put a little bit of lemon pepper on it, and they think they've really done something great. Now, let me just tell you here. Marcus, tell us a little bit about what you have served as a pairing with the Sauvignon Blanc. You call it, on the menu, it's called saucy shrimp. But, folks, you're going to be amazed. There ain't no lemon pepper on this at all. But there's a lot of great flavors. Tell us about it.
Well, the saucy shrimp was our original signature appetizer from the original Bonefish Grill. And we kept it on the menu because we call it the saucy shrimp because we tend to see a lot of guests using the bread to sop up the sauce.
Right.
So we called it the saucy shrimp. And we took a nice flavor of lime, tomato, garlic sauce with Guatemala olives and finished it with feta cheese.
Feta cheese with shrimp. Who would have thunk?
Exactly.
And that's the beauty of it. And the Kalamata olives, in case you're not familiar, Kalamata olives comes to us from Europe. It's a black olive. You can buy it with the pits in or the pits out. I recommend you buy it with the pits out. But just remember, anytime you're eating olives, don't say, is there any pits? There's supposed to be pits in olives. So if you have it without, that's a pleasure. If you have it with, don't say, oh, my God, there's a pit in this. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's a natural thing for an olive. But Kalamata olives are one of my favorite olives. I put it in all kinds of salads and so on and so forth. And with the shrimp, I think it was a very, very good concept. Worked out really well.
Well, especially with food pairings, I kind of think people's palate is like an empty canvas, you know.
Uh-huh.
Some people like Monet. Some people like different types of art. So we wanted to create some fireworks in your mouth with this one. So
yep.
We wanted to cut it with that nice acidity that Fumé or / Sauvignon Blanc has.
Okay, let me talk a little bit about the Murphy Good Sauvignon Blanc, quote, Fumé Blanc, okay? It is, first of all, I know a couple of you asked me, how much is this at the store? You buy it at the store for around $14 a bottle. Not a bad price whatsoever. And at the same time, the alcohol percentage, which we talk about almost every week here on Wines du Jour, is 14.0. So it's not real high. And that just means the higher the alcohol in the wine, the less it pairs well with food. So today we get wine around 13% on up. It used to be down around 11, but styles of making wine today have changed, and therefore the alcohol has actually risen, not on purpose, but just because of the way it's being done today. So this particular bottle of wine has a Stelvin closure. And for those of you that aren't familiar, that's called a screw cap. it's one of the three wines that we're having tonight that has a screw cap or Stelvin closure. And there isn't a thing wrong with having a Stelvin closure on a bottle of wine. It does not degrade the wine at all. In fact, it may even be better for the wine overall. They have taken tests for 15 and 20 years of the same wine, one in a bottle with a cork and one in the bottle with a cap. And over a couple-year period, they tested it, and they tested again, they tested again, and they tested again. And they've always found that, if anything, there's been a little bit of air get in the bottle with the cork, and there ain't no way to get air in the bottle with the cap. So what does that tell you? Your wine is safer with a screw cap or a Stelvin closure than it is with a cork. And now there's people that are still old-fashioned. They think it can't be a good wine if it doesn't have a cork. And so they only buy Cabernet Sauvignon 1994 because it has a cork instead of a cap. And that's just, I'm sorry, you're wrong, but that's okay. You can believe whatever you want.
It's like using a pager versus an iPhone.
There you go.
Now, it's time to move on.
Yeah. With Sauvignon Blanc, typically we think of it as a grassy taste. That's a real common concept when you say Sauvignon Blanc, what does it taste like? Well, it's kind of grassy. And that's just a term. This has a tangerine, it has peaches, it has pears, it has a lot of fruit to it, pineapple, and what I like about it is it's nice and crisp. And that's one of the reasons that the crispness and the tannin that's involved in this Sauvignon Blanc goes so well when you've got something with your shrimp called feta cheese. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like it blows your mind. How can that work? Well, that's why it does work is exactly right. It's a little bit high in acidity, which is typical for Sauvignon Blanc. And it's low in sugar, which I think is good. And that's what makes it kind of tasty. And when you swallow it, it kind of tells you, hey, you finished a nice glass or a sip of wine. And that's the way I like to look at it. So 14%, 2014, I don't think I mentioned that. It's a 2014 coming to us from the North Coast in California. Okay? The North Coast. Now, the other two wines, the next one we're going to talk about is called Red Blend of Murphy Goods. It comes to us from California wines, and we'll talk about how all the difference of that. And the third one, which is a Cabernet Sauvignon, it also is a California Cabernet Sauvignon. We'll tell you why and how they use the word California on the label as opposed to North Coast or Napa or Sonoma, whatever the case may be. So don't go anywhere. We're going to spend a little more time with Marcus Powers here at Bonefish Grill, but we'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas.
No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal, marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialist will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
¶¶
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here. Murphy Good Wines is what we're featuring this evening. And I have to tell you, they do a beautiful job in Santa Rosa. David Reddy is the winemaker Murphy Good. And I'll tell you a little bit about him. He's actually, his first love is as a musician. Not magician, but musician, like myself, trumpet player. Only he's not a trumpet player, he plays guitar. But he loves to write music, and he loves to play music. So it's kind of an accident because his father was involved in the wine industry for ever since he grew up, and he ended up working at the winery when they opened Murphy Good, and he ends up now here a few years later as the winemaker. I think that's a pretty doggone good deal. The only thing is, he's not what you would call a typical winemaker. The reason that he got into the business of making wine is because he discovered at a fairly young age that he had a great palate for wine. Now, I don't know if that means anything when you say it, but if you stop and think, sometimes when everybody, let's say you and I both take a taste, and I say, boy, a lot of blueberry, a lot of vanilla, a lot of this or that, and you look at me like I'm crazy. So what does that mean? What do you mean, vanilla, blueberry, and so on? Well, this is where the palate makes a difference. If you've got a palate that can recognize the blueberry and so on and not just say, well, I'm not sure what that is, that's when you might have a possibility of becoming a winemaker, because without a good palate, you can't make good wine. I mean, think about it. So you can always put something together. If you're just going to put two or three items, you can make cocktails pretty easy. You don't have to taste it. You just know you need 2 ounces of vodka and 1 ounce of, you know, strawberry or whatever the case may be to make that drink. But when it comes to making that wine, you got to taste it. You got to know what to do with the grapes when they come in out of the field into the winery and do the crushing and the fermentation and all the other things that they do. Or, better yet, you need to also recognize how important it is to do things like the canopy management. That's probably a word you never heard before, canopy management. What does that mean? Well, that means how the leaves grow on the vine in the vineyard over or next to the grape clusters. Now, depending on the varietal, and I don't want to get into this too deep, but depending on the varietal of the grape, and let's just pick one as an example and say Cabernet Sauvignon. Cabernet Sauvignon is one of the toughest grapes in the world. I mean tough in a good way. It's got thick skin, and it loves the heat. It loves the sunshine. It loves the rain. It loves the dry weather. You know, it likes just about everything. On the other hand, Pinot Noir, as I say quite often, is the toughest grape in the world to make any wine out of, because it doesn't like it too hot, or it doesn't like it too cold, or too windy, or it needs to have a certain amount of nutrition in the soil, and this and that and the other, in order to make a good bottle of Pinot Noir. Well, so if you are interested in becoming a winemaker, and you've got a good palate, you need to know about the canopy management, as an example. When to prune the leaves to where the sun gets to the grape cluster, or to make sure, because it's a tender like the Pinot Noir, you might want to force the leaves to cover the grape cluster so that the sun doesn't hit it so great because it doesn't like too much heat, that kind of thing. Those are just a few minor things that winemakers have to be concerned about. In addition to the shape of the bottle and the cork, what kind of cork, we all know there's real cork, there's ground cork, there's all kinds of cork, including fake cork in many, many bottles. And here's something you don't think about too much probably, and that's the length of the cork. Now, if you'll find a bottle, I'm just going to use an example and say $5.99 in the store on sale, $5.99. You said, boy, I'm going to try that. And you go home and you open it up and the cork is about 3/4 inch long. You wonder, oh, okay. You don't pay much attention to it. But they didn't spend the extra money to make it 2 inches or 1.5 inches long, and so they saved that little bit of money. It's not a lot, but when you add it up times 10,000 bottles, It's a number that you can be proud of. You've saved some money, and therefore you can sell the wine a little bit cheaper than the others. So if you open a bottle of wine and it has a pretty long cork, there's two things that you need to know. It's probably a good wine. You haven't tasted it yet, but you think it's a good wine. And number two, it's probably made to last for a long time, 5, 8, 10 years in your cellar, if you want to do it that way. You follow me? The one with the short cork, 6 months. It's now not so good. Does that make sense to you? That's just the way that's the way that particular type of thing works. Okay, we're on wine number two now. It is the Murphy Good California Red Wine. It's a 2016. It retails for $14, and it's 13.5% alcohol. So that's a little bit less than the Sauvignon Blanc. That just means it's a little more friendly with food. And, boy, I have to tell you, the chef did himself a good job here. We all know the name Chicken Marsala, right? That's what we're having with this red wine. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would.
Well, our Chicken Marsala is a little different than the orthodox Chicken Marsala. We take nice sautéed mushrooms that we actually flambé with a little bit of Marsala wine. And we take fresh basil, and we put it on our oak wood burning grilled chicken.
Aha! See? It makes a difference, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds simple. You put it on a grill as opposed to in a skillet, just as an example. But what's in a grill tastes a lot different when it's finished than if it was in a skillet. They both taste like chicken, but one has a little different flavor than the other one, and therefore the overall taste is better. The same thing stands true with the wine. Boy, I'll tell you, we're having a good time here. I want to just mention real quick before we go to the break, 34% of this red blend is Zinfandel, 27 is Merlot, 16 is Petit Syrah, 13 is Petit Verdot, 6% Syrah, 4% Cabernet, and we're going to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
That's it. Great.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here, and we're enjoying this beautiful Cabernet Sauvignon from what we call California. I mentioned earlier that I'm going to explain to you what the California means on a label. Any wine, no matter what varietal, if it says California, it means that all the grapes that are in that bottle that made that wine come from somewhere in California. It could be anywhere. It could be 20 different places. It could be two different places. But it came from California. Now, if they say Napa, that means that all the grapes were grown in Napa, nowhere else. You follow me? So California is anywhere within the state. Napa, or in the case of our Sauvignon Blanc, where we say North Coast, all the grapes were grown in the North Coast region of California. Does that make sense to you? Just so that you understand. So generally speaking, a wine that says California Cabernet Sauvignon, as an example, is probably going to be a little less expensive than if they said Cabernet Sauvignon Napa, right? Just because you have a bigger choice of grapes that you're going to use to make the wine to get the taste. In this particular case, with the Cabernet Sauvignon from California for Murphy Good, and incidentally, it's a 2013 vintage, it has 79% Cabernet Sauvignon, 10% Merlot, and 2% Petit Verdot. Each one of those varietals have characteristics that when they put them together with the Cabernet Sauvignon, the winemaker gets a certain taste that he likes. And I have to tell you, for $11 for a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon, this ain't bad at all. Mm-hmm. And I recommend it. And you have to know, the chef knew what he was doing here. He's going to use a beef. Now, everybody knows about beef, but let me be more specific and say Wagyu beef. And then let me just tell you what the definition of Wagyu beef is. Wagyu beef is a particular type of a cattle or cow, if you will, that was raised and actually developed in southern Japan. Okay? And so originally, when they started bringing that Wagyu beef from Japan to the United States, they would say Wagyu beef. And unfortunately, a lot of unscrupulous cattle growers here in America started taking some of that stuff and making those same cattle, whatever the varietal is, it's a Wagyu is the name of it. They start growing Wagyu, and they're making Wagyu beef. Not the same as Wagyu from Japan, folks. That's the difference. You need to know that. You may pay a premium because it's in demand big time, and it's very, very tasty. And I guarantee you, you don't even need a knife to eat Wagyu beef. I don't care how thick the steak is, you can cut it with a fork. It's really that good and very, very tasty. So be kind of suspicious, if you will, of what they call Wagyu beef. Where did it really originate? And if it came from Japan, perfect. That's exactly what it should be, and you're going to be able to taste it. If it came from Oregon or Texas, it may not be quite as good. And if they're charging you as though it came from South Japan, then they're kind of unscrupulous. That's the way I look at it. Okay, we're running out of time, I'm sorry to say. But we have the Bordeaux area is where Cabernet first started. And I want to tell you that I thank you very much for listening to Wines du Jour at Bonefish Grill here in Town Square. Okay, and I want you to try this when you come here to visit. The people here in the audience are tasting with this Cabernet. Is Wagyu beef with, listen to this, ginger dumplings to go along with it. Isn't that great? The combination is beautiful. And Marcus, I want to thank you very much for not only your time, but for making this happen. It's really very, very good.
Thank you.
We're always looking for more listeners, so please pass the word and give them the time and station in your area that you can catch Wines du Jour. If you want to know more about my favorite subjects, just log on to my personal website, leskincaid.com. and all my current updates and listen to a previous broadcast 24/7, or join us on Facebook or Twitter as well. I want to thank Marcus Powers for being my guest today. I also want to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work. Remember that has been a part of civilized wine, has been a civilized life for some 7,000 years. It's the only beverage that feeds the body, the soul, and the spirit of man.